I want to devote our attention back to 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 for just a moment. Remind ourselves, when Paul writes, study or give diligence to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I want to consider quickly some great lessons or application from that passage. Number one is going to be application. And what I mean by that specifically is devotion. We're applying ourselves to something. There is a determination. Study is indeed a part of this definition. It's kind of a later definition if you look it up in the dictionary. But I'm going to suggest to you it also has to be a part of giving diligence to know God and to know His Word. We're going to have to study. So I don't knock that translation that much, but certainly, I believe the idea of giving diligence would suit better our language. This is the idea of I want to apply myself. This is not a haphazard approach to the Word of God. This is not a haphazard approach to faithful Christian living. This is a determination. I want to please God. I want to be acceptable in His sight. Strong says of that word, study or give diligence, to use speed, to make effort, to be prompt or earnest, to endeavor. Timothy and us today should strive to apply ourselves into being approved of God. That's what he's telling us. Give diligence to show, prove, display thyself approved unto God. Application. Number two, we might think about the idea of approval. What are we striving for? Give diligence to show thyself approved unto God. What do you really care about? Feeling comfortable? Soothing your conscience? Making the world happy? Making family, friends, preacher, elder, church happy? Or being approved of God, making God happy. Paul would say of his motivation in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9 and 10, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. I want to please God. That's my motivation. I want to please Him. Why? Verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We're all going to stand before him in judgment one day. Paul knows God is my judge. I want to please him. I want to make him happy. That's his motivation. But I want to suggest a slightly different concept there as well. I believe that's part, but what we also can be thankful for and be reminded of, you can be approved of God. You can be pleasing to Him. Sometimes we get in our minds, maybe as Christians, maybe those of the world, we just think, well, God's an oppressive God. You just can't do anything to make Him happy. There's always something else. No, you can be approved of God. You can be pleasing unto Him. Paul would write the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 1. Furthermore, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and please God, so you would abound more and more. Keep on growing. Keep on pressing forward in this. You can walk faithfully with God, and you can be approved of Him. Matthew 7, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. If you do the will of God, you can be approved of Him. And so give this diligence, apply yourself unto being approved of God. How's that going to be accomplished? Well, the latter part of the verse. A workman, servant of God, that does not need to be ashamed. There's no shame here because I'm faithfully honoring and serving God. Well, Paul, how do I do that? How do I know what's right? How do I know what's good? How do I know what pleases Him? Rightly dividing the word of truth. And so here, this application of ourselves to serving God, seeking the approval of God, but putting these things into action. A worker that pleases Him. A few other verses that I would tie in with that. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, in your speech, in your practice, in the actions of your life, do all in the name of, by the authority of, the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Let our lives be guided and directed by Him. James 1 and verse 22. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If you think in the knowledge and in the hearing of God's word that we automatically become better people, we have deceived ourselves. Our religion has become vain. It's become empty. Instead, we're called upon to walk faithfully with Him. Be doers. Doers of the word. Luke begins the book of Acts, reminding Theophilus of the things that Jesus both began to do and teach. He lived it, even as He instructed it. And so may we be like those noble Bereans. More noble than those in Thessalonica, Acts 17 and verse 11, in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. They wanted to know God. They wanted to know His will so that they could do that which is right. That's handling aright the word of God. What does it say? What does it mean? How do I apply it to my life? And then I'm going to go forth and do it. That's who we ought to be as a people of God, rightly handling or handling aright the word of truth, that revelation, the word of God that He's given unto us. The question then comes to us tonight, what are we doing with the word of God? Are we ones who we've listened, we've heard it, we haven't done anything with it? Ready even tonight to make that great decision to be faithful unto God. Dedicating and giving our lives to His faithful service as the first century people did time and again throughout the book of Acts. They heard the word of God and believed it, so much so that they put it into action. Repented of their sins, confessed that Jesus was the Christ, and they were baptized, immersed in water for the remission of their sins. They rose again as a new creature, and the Lord added them unto the church. Maybe someone before that step says, well, I want to be pleasing unto God, but I don't know what's right. We'd love to study with you. And maybe we can all be challenged as we think about living faithfully God's word. Maybe I've let it drift out of my mind. It's drifted out of my focus. I've become one who meanders through life rather than faithfully dedicating my service to God. Perhaps you need the prayers of this great family. I know they'll surround you. Lift you up in prayer before the Father's throne. Encourage you in every way that we can. Perhaps all of us can give a greater resolve in our lives to go forth and live faithfully. That's the challenge before us as we think about 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Are we handling aright the Word of God and living it in our lives? If we can help you make needed adjustments in your life, wouldn't you let it be known? As together we stand, as we sing.